The poem is called, and it's a line stolen from him, "The Forms Frozen in Familiar Remoteness." These hazards out of a specular snow, prettier than its gaunt, elastic grammar ought to allow. But winter's axiomatics hang, tessellated, ash-blown, on the river matted colorless, its movement suspended for hours now, if only to the eye, as a cicatrix sutures a jackknife graze, the frontier between fever and thaw, or an aerial recon photo of the mine's open source arrondissement, and what of it? The assailed ground saturated with anything other than us, although we stand there, a hole in the field, already a halt to the forest, and are thereby held by woods and meadow at once, beholden to both, cursive along our labored collapse toward history's alluvial havoc. As if twilight were some kind of courtesy, antiquated, quaint in its china, rattling against the brittle saucer that catches the little is spilled. And yet, the Fahrenheit's of a research, inlay stricken and outward struck, to track what is never not touching us, despite our lack of feeling, our constant inconstancy hidden from view, that being its proper display. Ill-prepared for the vagaries of sleep, it's a ragonite of language's nomadic cardinal points. What flanged or unphalanxed hypothesis here or here, we ask of the ice, could not be born or born across? What sovereignties of the lake effect wind, an interruption to who we are and even to itself, won't vanish into the very white that gives them back to vision? That the fig tree flower at the outskirts of private concern. The olivier as a static event, its branches glassed in water-soldered crystal under the cold, the center of which is a swimming thing that packs the current taut within its globed Cimmerian lungs and waits for a concept of surface to let it go. Have we fussed too much with the formal design, quick to flaxen its walls, when emptiness of contents what it wants and what it is? Blue stone and the bluer air late through an optic swerve. So the orogenic augured heart. A latent night announces itself, anonymous from a hinterland, cut from the corneous text, its light rushing forth as analysis, the nace that once alone and in the dark amassed the dark. Anneals with a thermal freight, annulling every icon came before. But unlike those who look at it, who listen inside its hell-latched frame, we being no exception, sadly enough for it, it cannot die.